See, I'm slightly falling apart. I think I'm developing nervous disorders and aches, and I don't think I'll do this for much longer because I don't want to fall apart.
When you say this,
sort of
TV.
Yeah. I don't want to fall apart in public. It would just be, it would be undignified, and I don't think people want to see it.
So how long left have we got of the grand tour?
Oh, I don't know. There's almost certainly more of it behind us than there is in front of us.
Mm.
I mean, Jeremy's even older than me.
Well, he's 60 soon, isn't he?
Yeah, and he's any second, I think. He's 60. I'm going to be 57 quite soon. Even Hammond's 50 next week. How much longer do you want to see old blokes? Jeremy's possibly even more decrepit than me.
I'm a Top Gear and Grand Tour nut, so I could watch you.
And when it takes us 15 minutes to get out of a Ferrari, do you really want to see that? Or is
famously, you're not going to. You're not doing cars anymore, are you?
Well, we are back in cars for the next one.
You could do wheelchairs or what those mobility scooters. Yeah,
we've done those actually.
And we could do them again.
I know. I don't know at what point you're supposed to leave the audience wanting more.
Mm.
That's the adage of showbiz, isn't it? So we should try and do that. It's very difficult when we never thought we'd be doing it for this long. And we never really thought about how it would end. And we always said in recent years, well, one day we have to land it and walk away, not fly it into the cliff. But most people end up flying it into the cliff.